So let's discuss some of the advantage of a traffic-actuated signal controller. First, they will usually reduce the delay, that is, if properly timed. Not discussed yet is that the traffic signal timer must come up with some parameters that the signal controller must live within. This would be minimums, maximums, extensions, and other items we'll discuss in more detail later. They will also adapt to short-term fluctuations in traffic flow. Once again, phase one could be assigned a minimum time and a maximum time, and then the actual time allocated is based on inputs from detectors in the field. It will usually increase capacity by continually reapportioning the green times. They will provide continuous operation under low volume conditions as an added safety feature. As an example, a pre-time controller is often put into a flashing operation during the off-peak periods or late evening periods. With a properly timed, fully actuated signal, you can allow it to continue to run in fully actuated green, yellow, and red timing and still provide safe and efficient operation. An actuated controller is also especially effective at multiple phase intersections. In other words, when you have a lot of left turn phases, they can be very effective since a left turn phase not needed can be skipped and allow the next up phases to be serviced.